Daniel Vnukovsky here with the Jukebox and a very special guest from next door. Here in Collingwood, we share office space with On the Bay, the premier lifestyle magazine for Southern Georgian Bay. Beautiful edition just came out for our listeners online. Here's the cover of the new On the Bay. Gorgeous. I mean, I see the beautiful 88 keys of a piano, and there's Amber Brait, international opera star who I saw live a couple weeks ago at Salome, Richard Strauss's Salome. What a figure, a towering figure of opera, just a beautiful performance, full of temper tantrums, and she really caught the role. And it turns out that Blue Mountains is her kind of second home, her sanctuary away from the wild opera world. So here to tell us about this exciting new edition that has just hit the stands this week is our publisher, Dave Loopstraw. Thanks for joining us here on the Jukebox.
Oh, thank you for having me, Daniel. Always a pleasure.
Nice tan, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Well, it's a little sunny out there today, and I tan easily, so.
Yeah. We can get your best tan sometimes in the backyard.
That's right. Exactly.
A beautiful area we live in, of course. For some, it's a sanctuary. For some, it's a second home. For some, it's a weekend getaway. For some, it's a permanent location. Tell us how you stumbled across Amber Brait and her home here at the Blue Mountains Resort.
Sure, of course. Well, I mean, first and foremost, the executive producer, president, owner of the magazine is, of course, Moses Neimer, visionary behind Zoomer Media, and visionary, obviously, behind this the radio station we're listening to right now.
That's right.
So we get the pleasure of working with Moses. He comes up to visit us about six times a year, and we have lunch. We toss around ideas. We toss around editorial ideas. He's obviously a very well-connected individual. And so he's been a longtime fan of the COC, Canadian Opera Company.
Right.
And so this idea came up. Also, our managing editor is a woman by the name of Anya Shore, also very well-connected individual, super talented photographer, super talented contributor, exceptional writer. And so she is friends with Amber.
Gotcha.
So this idea came about. We were at the table, and of course, Salome was premiering at the time, and we thought, hey, wouldn't that be great, you know, to showcase somebody who's such an international star, and to interview her for On the Bay and talk about how she calls this area home and how it's a sanctuary for her.
Beautiful. You know? Yes. So you went actually into her home, or?
Well, yes, Anya did. So Anya set up the photo shoot.
Beautiful.
Came home with tons of arresting images. Yep. And obviously, you know, I mean, the art of being an interviewer, as you are very good at it yourself, is to make, you know, your subject feel very comfortable, and get them to open up in ways that, ways that are original and unique. And so Anya really has a knack for that and a flair for that. So,
well, it's a winning cover. What a photo.
Thank you.
Definitely an attractive cover there. Opera in the Wild. Love the story. Let's move on to something very, very kind of an emergency situation here, a housing crisis on everyone's mind. We need to house our wonderful workers here. Houses have shot up in value. There's an ambitious project. Doug Ford's government has introduced the Build More Homes Faster legislation. 1.5 million homes in 10 years. You have a great story on that topic. There's some controversy as well. Tell us about it.
Sure, yes, of course. So what we try to do at On the Bay is, you know, we can take a story that might be provincial in nature, or even national in nature, and then say, okay, how does this affect us here? What does this mean for residents here in Southern Georgian Bay? And of course, this one's very near and dear to our hearts, because, you know, we are primarily service-based. You know, I mean, one of our largest industries is service-based, is tourism. We need workers, and, you know, we need affordable housing. We need places for people to live in order for the industries to thrive. And what we saw over COVID was an escalation in housing prices to make housing, you know, or to make, you know, owning a home unaffordable. For
right. As much as 300% in some areas. Incredible.
Right? Yeah.
Over the last 10 years. So is this a realistic goal?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, I mean, you look at Bill 23, it's obviously very controversial. There's a lot of aspects right. there. Certainly, you know, when it comes to conservation, when it comes to protecting green space, you know, does the bill dismantle green space or does it lead to less natural areas being preserved? Does it lead to more paving over of green space? Potentially, yes, of course. Does it lead to more housing? So there's always a balance, right?
Right. So the issue is nuanced, as always.
It is, right. Yes. And so Trent Gao, one of our writers, worked closely with Roger Klein, who's our chief of content. Mm-hmm. Roger has a wide breadth of experience on you know, very complex issues, many, mm-hmm. many issues. He understands the complexities of these issues. So
right.
we wanted to present a very balanced and informative article and to talk about, okay, how does this affect, you know, development in our region? Our region is exploding
yes.
with development. I mean, if you drive between Collingwood and Thornbury, you will see, you know, new plots of land being cut
right.
down. Forests being removed for developments everywhere. And, you know, it's important for housing, it's important for growth. But then there's also the question from a conservation standpoint, are we able to preserve the character? Are we able
yes.
to preserve why people are coming here in the first place, which is, you know, as we spoke about with regards to Amber Braid, you know, it's a sanctuary. It's a place where there's access to nature. And also, you know, we're on Georgian Bay, or are we going to end up with Mississauga of the North? And so, so hopefully we have, you know, minds in place, and I think that we do, strong minds in place that are able to make these key planning decisions and work together, you know, between municipalities to come up with, you know, comprehensive plans. We also have strong community organizations, which mm-hmm. we support as a magazine, who act as sober second thought to some of this development, and they lobby governments. For example, this issue, we donated advertising space to the Blue Mountain Watershed Trust,
okay.
very important organization that, you know, nobody is speaking for nature. And these organizations do. So we're there to support them. And I think it's our job as a community magazine to bring these issues forward.
Quality journalism, your hallmark. Another pressing issue, menopause. One half population of women. It's kind of still a taboo topic. Tell us a little bit about that. You've covered a good amount of pages to this topic.
That's right. Well, we're very fortunate to have a star writer in Jessica Wartzman, who writes a regular department for us that is called Pulse. Mm-hmm. And so she was able to tackle this subject and look at it, you know, through a very unique lens. And, you know, it was the kind of subject that it is the kind of subject that, you know, what wasn't really talked about in, you know, in media in the way that Jessica talks about it. You know, it could be a very empowering, very powerful time in a woman's life, as her article points out. And it could be, you know, a woman's most productive years, but perhaps, you know, the perception of this time was something to, you know, maybe, you know, be embarrassed about or, you know, not talked about. And I think that putting this conversation forward, as Jessica does, is, you know, quite important. And so we were really happy to promote this article in our
Wonderful.
Magazine.
All right. My favorite topic, gardening. The rise of robots cutting our lawn. Is AI going to take over our jobs or just cut our lawn for now? What's going on?
I've got a robot vacuum cleaner in my house and it's always getting stuck under the couch. So I don't know. When I go mow the lawn, I can get it done in about an hour. But if that could be replaced by a robot and I could do something different, that'd be great. And right. this article in our magazine certainly talks about that.
Right.
And we highlight some local shop owners who have AI and robot lawn mowers.
Right. Well, wonderful. Thank you for joining us, Dave. I'm so excited about this issue. It just keeps growing. Every time we bring a new issue into the office, it's power-packed with information, covers so many aspects of life, people here in Southern Georgian Bay. Congratulations for this beautiful edition now, covering original art for your home, Amber Braid, of course, some health features, garden section, hot flash, plus the hottest artists, galleries, all in our region. So kudos to you and your team. Keep this great momentum going for future releases.
Thanks so much, Daniel. Always a pleasure.